You guys have been super fun, but I'll leave you guys on this little story. I did come out as bisexual last year, and I guess you guys don't have to clap. There we go. God, you got, wake up, y'all. Wake up. This is San Francisco. We got to be quick woke here, you know? There we, see? Is that pertinent to you, or is it? Because if I'm with a woman, I am a giver. Like, that's pretty consistent. But, yeah, okay. This has been great. Most people, like, they'll come out to, like, their mom or their dad first, but I didn't want to roll those dice. I actually wanted to figure out, like, a tester to try coming out on Get Good at It. So I came out to my grandpa first. Because he has Alzheimer's. So I can practice, you know? That's, you gotta get those reps in, is all I'm saying. But the first time I came out to my grandpa, though, it was kind of a weird reaction. I just told him, Grandpa, I'm bisexual. He just goes, oh, so you're just gonna let people ride you around? Like, I don't know. I gotta figure that part out. I could be a top. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Does everyone here know what a top is, by the way? Some people actually don't know. Clap if you don't know what a top is. You guys have to wake up, okay? Okay, everyone knows. That's good. Okay. Jesus. I feel like I'm a second grade teacher right now. Like, come along, everybody. I told him I was going to let people ride you on, because he's not going to test me on it, right? Like, he's not going to be like, prove it. Like, I'll be fine. So, but he did something weird. He went to his garage real quick, and he got a helmet out. He gave me the helmet and said, okay, Max, I fully support your decision to be a bicycle. Now, if you're going to let people ride you around, make sure they wear this, okay? I was like, that's a way more woke response than I anticipated. Like, I thought he wasn't going to be cool with me being, like, a little gay, but he's cool with me being transportation, y'all. That's cool. You guys have been average. My name's Max Eddy.
Max Eddy, everyone. Yay! It's all good. Enjoy the rest of the day at Noise Pop. It waxes and wanes, the crowd. You should be excited for your next comedian. She just killed it at karaoke earlier. Like, she took karaoke and, like, skewered it with its... And that's because she's from Alaska, and that's what they do up there. Hang out in bars and sing karaoke. It's dark, and they have to make themselves happy. You have a beautiful voice, though. I was like, damn, girl. But she's also incredibly funny, and she's going to make you laugh. Put your hands together, everybody, for Charity Pomeroy. Oh, give it up again for Pam. She is my queen. God, I could not love her more. I am from Alaska. Anybody moved to the Bay Area from out of town? Oh, okay. Everyone's very hesitant. It's okay. Like, nobody gangs up on you if you move here from out of town. Is anybody here from the Bay Area? Like, born and raised? Really? We are a unicorn. I'm one of those. Yeah, that's amazing. I have moved a lot in my life. But I moved here 3 years ago with my wife. Yeah. Spoiler alert, I'm gay. And I have to say spoiler alert because that's always shocking to people. Like, my wife, you meet her and you're like, oh yeah, you're gay. You know, immediately. She looks sort of like a 19th century London chimney sweep. So she's got the lesbian look down. And I missed that boat somewhere along the way. Okay? Anyway, I don't know. I can't tell. I mean, I can. But so, yeah, my wife and I, we moved here. It was really wild. Like, I'm moving to San Francisco, the big city, from a little tiny town in Alaska. And this has been a crazy 3 years. This last year especially has been huge. My wife, in fact, just turned 50, which is amazing. I know. She's still got the body of a 20-year-old. That's okay. But she just turned 50, and I thought, my God, we got to celebrate. I decided to surprise her, and I did. I surprised her with a divorce. Oh. I know. Oh, my God. I just got owed. Oh, I know. It's okay, though. It's a lesbian divorce. And for those of you who don't know what that is, you might not know this, but lesbians tend to be women. And women don't let shit go. So we're going to be in each other's lives forever. She recently moved away to West Virginia. I've already booked my plane ticket to go stay with her. I'm not making that up. So yeah, we are, in fact, after our divorce, we lived together for 7 months in our San Francisco studio apartment. So that was a lot of fun. So I'm seeing a therapist now. Got to deal with that whole mess of crazy. But seriously, we really did have to go our separate ways. It was 7 years that we were together, and that's about as long as you can take it. I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, it was just constant manipulation and extreme neediness and lies. Oh my God, the lies. That was all just me. So, no, really, when we started dating, I was like, oh my God, I am so cool. And she would flat out ask me questions because she had been burned in past relationships, and I would flat out lie so that she wouldn't dump me. Like, she really asked me, just tell me, do you have any mental issues? And I was like, no, I have no issue with my mental illness that I'm not going to tell you about for 7 years. So yeah. I earned my mental illness. I am not originally from Alaska. I'm originally from Utah. I was a gay gal who got to grow up in homophobic Utah. Thank you for your look of pity, because, yeah, I deserve that, too. So, yeah, and I was Mormon. I was really Mormon. I was gospel doctrine Sunday school teacher Mormon. I was Mormon missionary Mormon. I was insanely Mormon, which is redundant. I'm gonna let you think about that. You got it. Yeah, so I am seeing a therapist. And she's really hot, so I think it's gonna work out. No, I'm a weirdo, and I do have a lot that I have to deal with, and I'm trying really hard. But you know, one thing that I've realized is everybody's weird. Everybody, no matter how normal they seem, or no matter how normal they tell you they are, as I told my wife, they are weirdos. And I learned that actually back when I was in college. There was this girl, she was my college roommate, Stephanie Nielsen. That's her real name. I'm not changing it because, well, that's kind of a common name. In Utah, every fifth person is named Stephanie Nielsen, boy or girl. So Stephanie Nielsen, she was the Utah perfect ideal woman. She had crystal blue eyes and blonde hair and big tits and a little waist, and she just was so spiritual. She was just so pretty and just wonderful, and I just thought she was perfect until she came home one day. And she started, like, her world had been turned upside down. She was freaking out because she just found out somebody she knew didn't lotion their armpits before going to bed at night. I know, right? Okay. The look that you're giving me is, I'm sure, the look I gave her, like, wait, what? And then I started thinking, oh my God, is that a thing? Is that something I'm supposed to be doing? And then I thought about it further, and I'm like, okay, that is not a thing. Nobody has a problem with dry armpits. I really don't have a problem with dry armpits. They are always somewhere between dewy and dripping. My armpits, seriously, they're like a cold glass of milk you left out on a hot day. And they smell like a cold glass of milk you left out on a hot week. So, a little bit rancid. no, I'm kidding. They smell lovely. It's the... B.O. of beauty. You want to do it? Oh my God. Hot lady. Gonna sniff my pits. Now I'm gonna shake because that's really...
No, it's sweet.
It is.
It smells like sweet milk.
Oh my gosh. May I breastfeed you later? I did not say that out loud, did I? Oh, Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there because now I'm just flustered. Thank you. That is the most action I have gotten in a long time. No, that is true. no, I will leave it with this. I really have been thinking a lot lately about what it is to look gay. I tried everything. I even recently chopped off all my hair. I'm growing it back out because that just made everyone think I wanted to talk to their manager. Didn't make them think I was gay. So, yeah, what does that even mean? And I even had a friend once when I met them, they were like, oh God, I totally pegged you as someone who likes dicks. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't. I don't want dicks anywhere near me. I mean, don't touch me with your dick. I don't want your dick in by my knees, by my belly. I do not want your dick in my mouth. Don't like dicks in my mouth. Now, dykes in my mouth. That I do like. All right, now that is really it. Let's have another hand for everybody who's gone before, everybody who's coming after, but more importantly, Pam Benjamin. Where do I
begin? Used to sing tenor. Charity Pomeroy, everyone. Keep clapping for all the comedians you've ever seen in your entire life. Yay! Even Carlos Mencia. Yay! Kidding, I'm just piggybacking on other people's jokes. Your next comic, my goodness. He is all the way from Santa Rosa, and yet he is committed to this craft and to making you laugh right now. You guys are in for a treat. He's really, really funny. And he's one of my favorite people on the scene. Clap your hands wildly for Chris Ferdinandson.
There we go. How can we hear that? Can we hear that pretty good? Hell yeah. Give it up for Pam one more time, you guys. Hosting up this show, putting this thing on. Hell yeah, dude. I'm single right now. I'm single right now, so I am dating myself, as they say. You know, so I'll make myself breakfast. I won't eat all of it. I'll be like, what, you didn't like it? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll do the dishes. It's fine. It's fine. I'll come home late at night. I'll be like, where have you been? Where have you been? You said you wanted to work on this, Chris. You said you wanted to work on this. Try to jerk off. I'm like, you like that, me? I'm like, like you used to like, what's, I can smell her on you. What's her name, Chris? What's her name? Wanted to work on this. Yeah, dude. I used to have a girlfriend. I used to have an athletic girlfriend. She'd work out a lot. And I don't work out that much, so I'd feel like a pussy sometimes. Like she'd come home like after a big workout. She'd be all sweaty. She'd be like, hey, you gonna finish that Gatorade? I'm like, no, you can have it. She just guzzles it down, breaks it, fucking throws it in my forehead. Like, you fucking nerd. You fucking nerd sitting around here playing video games. You want to fuck? You want to fuck right now? I'm like, no, I'm kind of in the middle of something. You're never in the mood. She just screams at me. It's like, dude, I just fucking benched 200 pounds. I want to fuck something, Chris. I want to fuck something. You're looking mighty pretty today, boy. You're looking mighty pretty today. Well, can we at least spoon? Well, do I have to be this? Yes, you have to be the small spoon. What did we say? Chris is the, okay, a rude person. This is not the cannabis store, but I'm sure it could be if you ask the right person. It's like a riddle. It's like a riddle. This is a comedy show. If you want to stay for my set, you can buy weed later. Oh, no, it's okay. Everybody can be rude sometimes. It's cool, dude. Yeah. I'm just going to, I don't know who to ask, so I'm just going to walk into the front row and sit down, and I'm going to ask the guy holding the microphone. He looks like he knows if this is a weed store or not. He's the guy to ask. That's such a weird mentality, dude. That's such a, he had a wristband on. That's what you do when you're drunk, dude. When you're high in public, you feel like everyone knows, but in reality, you're the one who knows. But when you're drunk and in public, you're the only one who doesn't know. You know what I mean? It's a different fucking thing. My last two girlfriends want to be English teachers. So I thought I had a teacher thing for a while. I'm like, oh, I got a teacher thing. Somebody was like, yo, Chris, wasn't your mom an English teacher for 20 years? I'm like, oh, shit. I got problems I didn't know I had, man. That's not good. That's not good. And my mom likes Drake now. She's okay. Moms can like Drake sometimes, but like she likes Drake very differently than I like Drake. Like my mom believes in Drake. I'm at a tough age where I'm wondering, like, at what age you tell your parents Drake isn't real. It's a hard, hard age to be at. My dad doesn't know the weather very well because he only watches Fox News. And Fox News weather's like, there's Mexicans coming in. There's a high pressure system, as you can see from the radar over here. It'll work, they're gonna steal your jobs. Steal your jobs. And the worst part about my parents' divorce is that they didn't get one. They got bunk beds though. Anybody else's parents get bunk beds in here growing up? Anybody else? It's just me, dude. They brought bunk beds home. I'm like, yeah, finally. They're like, no, this is for us. I'm like, no. That's extra sad. I always thought I'd see like carvings in my dad's bottom bunk where he slept, like hieroglyphic shit, like a tally of how many more days till my younger brothers turn 18. He can get the fuck out of there. My little brothers are 20 now and they're fucking killing it, dude. They're younger than me and they're killing it. One of them works for the state. He just bought a new car. He lives on his own in Windsor. He's fucking killing it. My other little brother is on tour with the band he plays drums with and he's fucking killing it. I have court on Thursday. Dude, that is the fucking difference between us. And it's always been that way, dude. Oh, dude, I fucking Mutiny Radio, baby. Hell yeah, dude. This is a good thing. I did have to pay $5 to perform, but it's a good thing. Nah, it's worth it. It's worth it. And I didn't even pay. But I'm going to. Pam says I don't have to. Give me a shake of the head. All right. I'm sometimes okay with breaking the rules and hurting people's feelings, breaking hearts to get laid sometimes. But sometimes my dick isn't on the same page. Sometimes, like, I get down to it, my dick's like, bro, I got standards. I got a moral code. Someone raised my dick right. Like, I don't know who taught my dick the difference between right and wrong, but I'm pissed right now. Like, that is not cool. Like, I get down to it, my dick's like, dude, I'm a good person. I can't do this to him. I'm like, come on, dude. We're supposed to be on the same team right now. We're supposed to be on the same team. God damn it. You know what I'm talking about. Talking about erectile dysfunction, baby. Let's hear it. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. You hear about the For Hims thing, like the new thing. It's like made for young people. Like you take it and it eliminates erectile dysfunction. But I feel like when your dick doesn't get hard, it is telling you something. Like you should listen to that. It's like, dude, maybe this isn't the best thing. But if you just eliminate that, I guess you could just fuck whatever. But it's cool. Some people already have that eliminated. Some people, you meet those people who it doesn't matter to them. I don't know. Maybe you are those people. Maybe I'm the weird one. Am I the weird one? Is this a common thing? This has become... Yeah, nobody's going to admit to it, dude. I'm the most vulnerable, emotionally available person here right now. I'm the only... You do? I've heard about that. Her pussy doesn't get hard, is what that means.
It's like a clamp, like comes down, just like...
That doesn't sound like dysfunction. That sounds like functionality, baby. That sounds like a function. That sounds not that bad. Yeah, just fucking... Yeah, she did, man. Yeah, she did. It sounds functional. It sounds like the clamp is not a bad thing. I would think that the, yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know about that clamp, boys? On that fucking pussy, dude. Clamp that shit down like a vice, boy. Fucking tighten that shit over. Fucking doing some work around here. Okay. It doesn't have to, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. So after, I'm going to do my rape joke. I don't have a rape joke. That's not good. I should write a rape joke, though. I should think about it. Yeah. The biggest difference between me and a Middle Eastern woman is that I get stoned before I leave the house by myself and speak my mind doing stand-up. That's the closest thing I have to a rape joke. Thank you guys very much. I've had a good time up here. Keep it going for Pam and the rest of the show, man. Hell yeah, you guys are fun.
Before you leave the house alone. I love it. That's great. Yeah, my favorite Bible verse is actually Leviticus 20:12, which is if you sleep with your father-in-law, you should both be stoned. And I also love to be stoned. I just love being stoned. Also, my ex-father-in-law looked like a lot like Barack Obama, and he's hot. He's a good-looking man over there. Just like your next comedian. What a good-looking man. He's a big player in Sacramento comedy. He's very funny, and it's exciting to have him here. So clap your hands wildly, and I'll tell the people. I'll be like, outside people, come in. Everybody, Jay, walk. What?
Jeez, what's was like the worst magical school bus episode for a second. Man, it got a little depressing, but now we're here, right? I was just on a boat, so forgive me if I'm swaying. It's usually because I'm wasted. But you guys ever go roller skating and then feel like you're still roller? She started moving her butt in her chair. Like, it's so dope. That's cool. Yeah, but I still feel like I'm on a boat, except for we're not on a boat. So it's a little confusing for me. But back to the school bus. School's back in session. Are you guys excited about that? Yeah, I'm excited for the wrong reasons. Okay, I'm a dad. I got kids, so I got to take them to school and shit. But now I don't have to, like, pay for someone to watch them because the government will do it for me now. And raise them, teach them right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I try to teach my kids that stuff. I try. But no, the reason I really love that school's back in session is because now if a chick has a backpack on, I know it's probably not a good idea to look. All summer long, I was like, maybe she's just hot and homeless. Yeah, they have backpacks too. Why are you guys like, oh, they don't have backpacks? Gosh. I don't know about your guys' homeless. Actually, I do. You guys got some, and like now they're going to start like hosing down. There's like a new job profession of cleaning up human feces around. Have you guys heard? My mom was disappointed when I thought about opening up a dog shit pickup business. And like, I wonder what that guy's mom thinks. Yeah, both of those guys' moms are still happier than me. You're on stage doing what? You're not funny. It's not okay. But no, I feel like lately the whole universe is telling me to grow up. Do you guys ever get to that point in your life? Like, Toys R Us, gone. You know, I'll always be a Toys R Us, gone. You know, I had kids. Like, I was like, I can still be me. That's okay. And then the universe just took my dad. Yeah. And I was like, I'm really disappointed that Toys R Us is gone. It's bullshit. No, come on. No, give it up for my dad. He was a great dude. He really was. He was around a lot. He was there. And, you know, and still I ended up here. You know, it just shows that you can have a good support system and still be hanging out with this guy and wishing I looked like him, man. Look at that hat. I love you, bro.
This is my grandpa's hat.
Oh, for real? Give it up for his grandpa's hat. You know, I mean, I love those Holocaust stories of here's how my grandpa got this ring or this watch out of the Holocaust. I would love to hear your hat story one day and how that got here. Looks like it's got hella stories just like the walls in here. This is crazy. You guys come here often, San Francisco, live here, hang out here. This is a weird. It's almost like a demon attacked me for trying to talk shit. It's a very different place. Like, you guys get a lot of shit, right? For being this, but I think that you guys are the most warm and welcoming people like that I've ever seen. I really do. Give it up for yourselves. You know, they want to, you know, judge you guys for paper, straws, or no straw. I have no idea. I really don't get what the fucking deal is. I go, it's against the law. Why do you care? It's not a big deal. How about just don't use straws? Why, you know, I mean, you guys take it to the next level. You guys are like, we're going to tell you what's right and wrong. Instead of like, hopefully one day we just stop fucking using straws. You're like, no, we already fucking know. But you guys get a lot of shit down here. Everyone thinks that you hate everybody. You guys don't. You guys are too nice. Like, in Paris, they now have urinals at popular sightseeing places. Have you guys seen these? Open air urinal. And I was like, you know why they don't have them in San Francisco? Because they won't build them for women yet. Until we can get one for both of us. Wouldn't you guys love to pee outside? Yeah. Right? Guess what, ladies? I got some real good fucking news for you. My daughters are the next, like, level. Like, they're 2.0 broads. They have this condition where they can pee standing up. It's called the tilted pelvis. Give it up. It's called evolution. You guys don't support that here? No, yeah, you're really looking at me like I'm a scientist and shit, but no. My daughters can pee standing up. Like, yeah. They don't have to do Kegels yet. You know, they're still young. We're not going to divulge exactly their age. But what's great is when, like, middle-aged women don't believe you and they take your kid to the bathroom and because they want to see. They want to see how it works. The funny thing is you go, I know this 35-year-old broad's going to go home and fucking try it. She thinks that now she can do it just because they see some young kid do it. Isn't that the whole thing with, like, lions and cougars? You see some young cub do it. Yeah, see, I got your attention. Yeah, that's your shit. Gonna attack. No, not you. I'm pointing at the girl in front of you. You seem like a respectable person. Would never do that to you. You're wearing denim on almost denim. I would never attack you. I swear. But no, I came down here today, and I always love this place. I really do. You guys are some of the best people. Give it up for Pam and putting on and supporting the arts, supporting everything. I mean, it's really one of my favorite places. It really is. It really is. I just got back from New Orleans, and I just said that about Pam's place, okay? But no, I just got back from New Orleans, and I always wondered how they cleaned up afterwards, right? It seems, you know, like they... I was there for this thing called a red dress run. Has anyone heard of it? All right. It's just like you're in San Francisco, and there's hella dudes in dresses, but they're all red. That guy's creepy. He's like, I'll write a rape joke. He was the only person who got excited over a rape joke. He's like, oh, wait. Pam's like, let's bring everyone inside. You know, I know we're about including everyone, but he's like looking at me like Heslaba and shit. I'm just saying, I didn't mean to look at you when I said, I'm sorry. Your hair is just tripping me out. I love it. But no, I just got back from New Orleans and they had this thing called the Red Dress Run, right? And I was talking, they're like, yeah, it's really a lot like Mardi Gras. Like the streets were just red with 70% dude bro, like frat guys in dresses and the rest broads. Like it was insane. Apples flying. I don't know why. I have no idea why apples are flying everywhere. You know, beads. You know, and everyone gets a trophy. It's like, hey, your tits look good even with your shirt on. They just give them away. It's awesome. And then the next day, I'm like the only person that woke up, and all the storm shutters are closed. Where I'm walking, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I was like, was there like a fucking storm? The streets are wet. And I turn down the next street, and I'm right there, and it's like a truck of penicillin spray is just all over the whole street. And I was like, this is just like the Catholic Church. You wake up the next day and it's all good, right? Like your just sins are free. Sorry, that hit a hard spot. I should have never brought that up. Gosh. Speaking of religion, how you guys doing? Yeah, I'm right. Oh, great. This guy. I'm just kidding. Hey, everybody, please follow me on social media. Find me at Jay Wook. That's like fuck with a W, J-A-Y Wook. Thank you so much for having me. Again, thank you, thank you. Give it up for Pam. Give it up for Mutiny Radio.
Thank you, guys. All of you for coming. Thank you for being here for our comedy show. I was just in the booth and I was like, man, it smells like cat litter. And I'm sniffing around and I realized it's me. I'm the one that smells. I smell like cat litter. Yay. No idea why. That's what the Noise Pop Block Party did to me today. I'm a kitty. Stick around. What we're going to have after is Fan, big F, big A, big N. It's Merrick Long, formerly of the Dodos. He is just finishing up playing right now on the Bandwagon stage, and we're going to bring him over here, and we're going to do a little interview with him. So if you guys want to stick around. But thank you for being here for comedy. And Mutiny Radio, we have comedy 4 nights a week. Mondays, 6 to 8. Thursdays, 7 to 10. Those are both open mics. Fridays, 6 to 8 is an open mic. But we have a showcase every Friday from 8 to 10. And then we even have a comedy show tonight from 8 to 10. Every Saturday, we have a bunch of shows. So stop on by Mutiny Radio. Donate to us. Visit us. Get a podcast. Hang out. It's super fun. Thank you for being here. Thank you for clapping. Yay! And we'll be back with Fan.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
It's summer summertime, and we're ready to groove in the Mission for the 6th annual Noise Pop Block Party. It's free Saturday, August 18th from noon to 6 p.m. with bands Empress Of, Jeff Rosenstock, The Marias, The She's, Small Crush, The Total Bettys, and more. Come to Mutiny Radio for special programming all afternoon, including live comics, karaoke on the radio for donations, and interviews with main stage bands. Bring your family, friends, neighbors, and dogs on August 18th to benefit Mission Language and Vocational School and celebrate the peak of sunshine. For more info, check out the Noise Pop Block Party website at www.20thstreetblockparty.com.
Hey, Mutineer Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we gotta serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up a an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
Let the life flourish. We find our common thread.
Hello there, my friends out at Mutiny Radio. Chester Cashcock here, giving you my love and regards as well as Moofy's over there. And you know, anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Bamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10. They have a fun time at Bamtastic's deep in the Mission, where you can laugh off your tushy every Friday for a mere $10. And $10, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with, so to wipe it off for is indubitably this. And if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, don't worry, don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer cottage on the mountain ridge with the kayaks. Just go to podcast.pcrcollective.org or mutinyradio.fm podcasts and look for Comedy Clubhouse with a K. You can download it for free. But we'd love to see you every Friday, 8 to 10, down here at Mutiny Radio. Laugh off your tushy and save your life. Because you know what's better than laughter? Well, it's a cash cock, baby. Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty great, I'm sure.
We have a little announcement for you.
A PSA of sorts.
Yes. Listen to Cowards every 10 a.m. to 11 on Mutiny Radio.
On Fridays.
Yay.
For some sweet scared storytelling.
Please do it. We need you.
So badly.
Yes. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And all the kissing is
kissing. What is flat black plastic? What could it be? It's exactly what you think. plastic. Vinyl. Records. Round. Played. Mixed. All for you every Saturday from noon to two by Scotto Walk. Amazing artist. Music DJ. Vinyl enthusiast. That is Flat Black Plastic.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
I'm Michael Spiegelman.
And I am Carl Not Spiegelman.
Join us every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MutinyRadio.fm for...
Let's watch a full-length movie on...
YouTube. We watch the best movies that... aren't they good?
Well, they're chosen by you.
Here's his theme song again. Bye.
Okay, bye. Watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael Spiegelman.
So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look, but that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop, with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone kept positive by host Pam Benjamin. Pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays, hashtag THC. That's hashtag THCT. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at...